Line. The U.S. House recently voted to rescind federal funding for public media. The Senate is next. Public media like KAXE brings you fact-checked news, connection to community, and great music free to everyone with no paywall. Public radio stations play a critical role in getting timely, accurate emergency information to the public, especially in rural and underserved areas. Proposed cuts will hit rural and tribal stations the hardest. Now's the time. Tell Congress, protect the funding that keeps KAXE and stations like us on the air. ProtectMyPublicMedia.org will connect you to your elected officials. Don't forget, your voice matters. Now back to the World Cafe.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Back in 2015, the British DJ and producer Sophie put out her debut album, Product. It was the seminal record when it came to the world of hyperpop. But what exactly is hyperpop?
It's music made by people who grew up with a desktop computer in the family room and were probably listening to, like, Max Martin-produced pop songs on the radio.
That's World Cafe producer Miguel Perez, and today we will dive into the world of hyperpop, and we'll also look at some of the songs that maybe served as an inspiration, including a very strange one from Paul McCartney.
It's a real creative risk, and I think that that embodies the spirit of what hyperpop is.
Step right up, get your primer on hyperpop today. This is World Cafe.
This is the set list on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are looking at shows Thursday, July 10th through Saturday, July 12th in Duluth, Grand Rapids, Boston, Crosby, and Coleraine. Starting things off, the first of three Thursday shows is the Cactus Blossoms and Boxcar from 5 to 8 p.m. in Duluth, part of the Downtown Days celebration. The retro country and rock and roll group led by brothers Jack Torrey and Paige Burkham are fan favorites, with a live band that includes in-demand players Jake and Jeremy Hansen. Opening for them are Boxcar, a Duluth, alt, and classic country band. That's 5 p.m. in downtown Duluth. In Grand Rapids, Diddy Wish is performing with her new band at Rapids Brewing at 6 p.m. Since the release of her debut EP, Songs About Home, the singer-songwriter has added keys and drums to her solo sound. Thursday at 6 in Grand Rapids. Then at 7 o'clock, Kaylee are performing in Boston. The Bemidji-based trio fuse folk, Celtic, bluegrass, and old time. The show is at the East Polk Heritage Center, Thursday night at 7. On to Friday, Americana singer-songwriter Scott Jasmine is performing in Crosby at 7. It'll be at the Cana Wine Bar. And then on Saturday, Mount Itasca in Coleraine is hosting their Music on the Mountain Festival with eclectic blues duo Brothers Burn Mountain and folk rock group Morning Bird. Gates open at 5 p.m. and music begins at 6. That is Music on the Mountain, this Saturday, 5 o'clock at Mount Itasca. Do you have information on live music you'd like us to know about? Email comments at kaxc.org. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and we'll post the latest edition every Wednesday at kaxc.org.
And Jim, of course, a huge part of the Boston folk scene as well, playing at Club Passim. We're getting into our session in just a few minutes after Robert Earl Keen. The Road Goes On Forever.
She was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, brand new pack of six, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny, but one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. When some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt,
Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route with a briefcase full of money and a pistol. And
from NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. It sounds pretty cool. It also may sound a little wild, a little different, a little weird. That is British producer Sophie. And 10 years ago, she released her seminal record, Product. It's a really important record for a lot of reasons. And joining me to talk about its legacy and the hyperpop movement in general is World Cafe producer Miguel Perez. How's it going, man?
Hey, Clay. I'm doing great.
All right. So I need the definition of hyperpop, or your definition, as the case may be.
Honestly, the best way that I can put it is it's music made by people who grew up with a desktop computer in the family room and were probably listening to like Max Martin produced pop songs on the radio.
And it feels like, much like the internet, it's everything all at once. It's definitely maximalist, correct?
Yes, definitely. Like nowadays, you might recognize it as like a playlist label on Spotify. But, you know, a decade plus ago, it was just weird music that you found online on sites like SoundCloud. And it was sort of this cultural moment where the internet felt like a sandbox and musicians that possibly had zero budget, no record deal, no real opportunities, but, you know, all of like the online tools at their disposal were just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what stuck. A couple of examples are this. It took me off the ground. Or this. Or even this.
A taste of hyperpop for you on World Cafe, courtesy of Laura Less, Caro Caro Benito, and Planet 1999. All of these records were important, but Sophie's Product stands head and shoulders above the rest. How come?
So this wasn't necessarily like the birth of hyperpop, but rather it was the door opening into the mainstream. And if you're not familiar with Sophie, like you mentioned, she was a British producer and a DJ who is widely credited with breaking this cultural movement, this aesthetic, this attitude into a more mainstream audience. And Product was really behind all of that.
But I would love to know a little bit about how we got here. What's an example of proto-hyperpop?
I think the thing with hyperpop is that sometimes we talk about it like something that just kind of like popped out of the ether. But like you mentioned, there is so much music that precedes it. And really, it all starts with like the advent of the synthesizer, right?
Sure.
In the late 70s. And this first song released in 1980, it's a real weird one. You might recognize the name. This is Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney. And it's basically McCartney like noodling around with a new synthesizer. He's like got a new toy, and the song is really weird. It's like got some really strange vocals going on. It's a little bit unnerving. It's a little bit unsettling, but you can't, at least I can't stop listening to it. But he's embracing experimentation with this new electronic instrument, and it's a real creative risk. And I think that that embodies the spirit of what hyperpop is.
Let's listen to Temporary Secretary. It's Paul McCartney here on World Cafe.
Thank you. sitting on my knee. She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr. Marks, I won't need her long. All I need is help for a little while. We can take dictation and learn to smile. And a temporary secretary is what I need for to do the job. I need a she can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Stay on the right track.
She can be a belly dancer. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Paul McCartney, Getting Weird, temporary secretary here on World Cafe. Along with Cafe producer Miguel Perez, we're talking about the genre known as hyperpop. One of the biggest artists of hyperpop, Sophie, put out product 10 years ago. And I think it's really important for our audience to know what made Sophie special.
Yeah, so in a lot of ways, Sophie was so much more than just a musician, a DJ. She was sort of like a sound designer. And there are a lot of videos on YouTube of her explaining her process and the way that she works. And it's really fascinating because she was really invested in the texture of sounds. If you listen to enough of her music, it has this metallic quality. It sounds plastic. It sounds artificial in a really, really kind of zany way. And she's very into stretching and manipulating instruments beyond recognition, but pairing that with a real pop sensibility. The songs often still have pop hooks. They still have a pop structure to them.
I think about this next artist that we're going to play. This is one of my favorite bands growing up. They helped me get into industrial music, Knightzer Ebb. But I am interested in the connection to hyperpop. Why did you pick them?
Yeah, well, I think we've established that there isn't necessarily a hyperpop sound, right? And Knightzer Ebb is definitely a much more punk influence, mm-hmm. but you still have those really hard-hitting synths in there. And then you have those vocals that almost verge on being a little too much. And I think that is like, that embodies hyperpop. It's like, it's finding that edge where things are maybe like not tasteful anymore, or perhaps they've fallen completely off the cliff.
And you can't talk about Knightzer Ebb without bringing up vocalist Douglas McCarthy. Even though he passed away last month, his legacy as a vocalist will live on because it was full-throated rage. Perfect example, this song. It's Let Your Body Learn from Knightzer Ebb. We'll be right back. industrial legends, Night Sereb. That's Let Your Body Learn here on World Cafe. We are talking about hyperpop and its origins. We're marking the 10-year anniversary of Sophie's debut record, Product. Joining me to talk about it is World Cafe producer Miguel Perez. What else should people know about Sophie?
Yeah, I think just as important is kind of the lyrical context and kind of the themes behind a lot of her music. Something that's important to know about Sophie is that she was a trans artist. So a lot of her songs explore how you present yourself, you know, how you see yourself versus how the world might see you. And her lyrics often talk about, you know, breaking free from the limits of our bodies, or, you know, how our sense of self goes way beyond what's in our DNA.
Yeah. And that goes hand in hand with the last song we're going to hear.
Definitely. Yes. We are closing things out with the queen of experimental pop music, Bjork, with Pluto from her 1997 album Homogenic. This song is angry. It's primitive. It's wild. It's easily the most hardcore moment on this very iconic album. And she's singing about her body. She's singing about, you know, exploding the body. She's singing about becoming brand new. And I think those are lines that would fit very nicely on a Sophie record, too.
Let's listen to it right now. Bjork with Pluto on World Cafe. World Cafe, it's Bjork with Pluto. We're digging into all things hyperpop, the maximalist genre that exploded in the 2010s, and we're looking closely at the album Product. That's from the British DJ and producer Sophie. It was her debut album and was a landmark record in the genre. And Miguel, I think it's important to point out that even though Sophie passed away, her musical legacy lives on.
Definitely. She passed away in 2021, just as hyperpop was reaching critical mass during a time when we were all cooped up inside, trying to connect over the internet. And you're right, the spirit of what she was doing definitely lives on. And there are tons of artists who maybe don't use the hyperpop label today, but who are embodying that spirit, you know, Charlie XCX and Magdalena Bay and 100 Gex.
Oh, totally.
So many artists who would credit Sophie with being a huge influence.
Very cool. Well, what do you want to close with? You came on and generously gave us the primer and some of the originators. Your call. What do you want to play from the record?
Let's close with a classic. This is Sophie with Lemonade.
Is Lemonade. It's Sophie from her debut album, a hyperpop masterpiece called Product. Thanks so much to Cafe producer Miguel Perez for the primer on hyperpop. And we're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Good afternoon, happy Wednesday, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Weather in the listening area today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny again, highs in the low to mid 80s, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Be vigilant about storm damage scammers if you live in the Bemidji area. Find a list of verified tree service providers at Bemidji Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Support for KAXE comes from Great Lakes Aquarium, celebrating 25 years of bringing aquatic life and learning to Duluth, Minnesota, with ocean and freshwater-focused exhibits for visitors of all ages. Hours and tickets at glaquarium.org. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Appreciate Miguel stopping by to give us the primer on hyperpop. One fun fact that we did not get to was the first mention of the word hyperpop as a musical descriptor has nothing to do with 2010's music. Goes back all the way to the 1980s when a journalist used the word to describe Cocteau Twins. Pretty cool. Here's Heaven or Las Vegas on World Cafe.
one will ever have the last word, because it's not something he could ever say. So simple.
Music from Pulp on World Cafe. It's Spike Island, new album More, available now. And Depeche Mode with Blasphemous Rumors. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday afternoon, and we really appreciate you listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good afternoon. My name is Dan Gannon. Programming is supported in part by Kebs Records, located in downtown Bovee since 2016, offering an expanded selection of records, including blues, jazz, soundtracks, and more. Hours and information at kebsrecords.com. Greater Bemidji has launched the Bemidji Business Rebuild Program, a rapid response loan initiative designed to help small businesses recover from the storm's aftermath. Reach out to Greater Bemidji for more information. We'd like to thank Rapids Brewing Company, a place for gathering and community featuring live music multiple times a week, farm fresh food, and rotating beers from their own brew house. More information about their events, music, and menu available at rapidsbrewingco.com. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be Susan Lick. And from 7 to 10 this evening, your volunteer on the river host will be DJ Ben Frankenstein out of the Bemidji Studios. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe, live from the archives. Happens every episode. Chance to go into the vault and pull out some classic performances. Here's a pretty good one from Kris Kristofferson, Me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded in my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang off every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done,
Every night she kept me from the cold. And somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Just ask Willie, nothing ain't worth nothing but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me, Janice. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La 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 la.
Exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart. Darkness is a harsh tone, don't you think? The things I see. Darkness is a harsh tone, don't you think? Yet it dominates the things I see. Here are my desires, and I won't give them up to you this time around. And so I'll be found with my stake stuck in this ground, marking the territory of this newly impassioned soul. You've gone too far this time. You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this soul that is so rightfully mine.
Live from the archives on World Cafe, it's Laura Marling, Roll Away Your Stone. Live from the archives happens every episode, but you can find the archives on demand, worldcafe.org. Here's new stuff from Hannah Jadagu, It's My Love.
Taking their time right behind my back.
Roseanne Cash, The Wheel. Also The White Stripes with Seven Nation Army and new music from Hannah Jadagu called My Love. That does it for us here on The Cafe. I want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. A show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
Are you mine?
For years, Kim Deal's vocals and bass playing were an instrumental part of the legendary alt-rock outfit Pixies. She never released a solo record, until now, that is. Coming up, Kim Deal joins us to play songs from Nobody Loves You More, recorded live in Greenwich Village. It's Kim Deal on the next World Cafe.
For nothing but love.
You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at kaxe.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local